NPR's Ivan Watson is on the ground near Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. And Ivan, can you settle these competing claims? Russia says it is not still conducting any military actions inside Georgia. The Georgian president disputes that.
Well, Madeline, I have multiple eyewitness accounts describing convoys of Russian military vehicles driving around the town of Gori, which was abandoned by the Georgian military on Monday night in a panicked retreat. At the place where I'm located now, this is a Georgian police checkpoint about 10, 15 miles west of the Georgian capital, and the police are not permitting any civilian traffic from going further along this highway because about 20 miles from here, I have eyewitness accounts of a column of Russian military trucks that were driving on this same highway, conducting maneuvers here. Some 40 trucks led by an armored personnel carrier with at least one Russian soldier waving a Russian flag outside the window. And it's basically illustrating, Madeline, that the extent of the Georgian government's authority over this country has really been limited to just a little bit around the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
Now, the Russians are saying they're just there to enforce the ceasefire agreement.
Well, they are clearly showing that they can act with impunity on Georgian territory. Residents of the western Georgian port town of Poti have told me that Russian tanks have moved in and out of that town for the past 3 days. We've also been seeing images of Russian troops occupying the police station in the western Georgian town of Zugdidi. And we're not hearing reports since yesterday, really, of any Russian bombardment. However, we have been hearing disturbing accounts, allegations coming from the Georgian government of human rights abuses being committed against ethnic Georgians in the breakaway region of South Ossetia. Very serious allegations coming from Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, accusing the Russians of setting up internment camps, of summary executions, and of irregular Russian-backed forces going house to house, looting and burning, and even killing some people. Of course, we cannot confirm those accounts right now.
And Saakashvili has actually filed a lawsuit in the International Criminal Court.
Madeline, what we're seeing from the Georgian president is how limited his options are right now. All that he can really do with his army effectively routed and in pieces is try to attract international support to his shrinking authority.
Ivan, Russia has had its troops in South Ossetia and Abkhazia for a while now, many years now. Georgia obviously wants them out. And there's discussion now of sending in new non-Russian peacekeeping troops. What do you know about that?
There may be suggestions, but basically Moscow will have to agree to whatever possible peacekeeping mission could be put into the breakaway regions. But the point is really moot right now. The Russians have illustrated that they are in complete military control of the areas where they want to operate. And at this checkpoint where I'm standing, I've seen the tattered ragtag remnants of the Georgian army passing through the checkpoint that is blocking civilian traffic, a few Georgian armored personnel carriers dragging cannons, a few pickup trucks with helmeted Georgian soldiers in the back, a very grim-faced Georgian soldiers heading into the direction of the Russian positions. And that's, it looks like, about all that the Georgian military can muster at this point against the approaching army of its enormous neighbor to the north.
NPR's Ivan Watson at a Georgian police checkpoint just outside the capital, Tbilisi. Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.